All right, it's 11 to 4 now. About 20 minutes ago, we spoke to our Stoke political reporter, James Talia, about this investigation launched by IBAC, the Independent Body Against Corruption, between the state governments and the United Firefighters Union. Anyway, I've got no idea what they've found or what they're looking for. There are all sorts of rumours that have been swirling around, but someone at the centre of it joins us right now. He's the head of the United Firefighters Union, Peter Marshall. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
You worried about this investigation?
Not at all.
No?
Can I say, to our knowledge, there is no investigation. No one's contacted us. No one has informed us. I must say, and the reason I'm speaking to you, Tom, is because you always give us a very decent run. Some of the gratuitous comments and the continuing vilification of firefighters' conditions of employment really needs to stop. I mean, Tom, just 48 hours ago, we lost a young firefighter prematurely. Fire services in mourning at the moment. And when I hear comments like they sleep at night, they're overpaid, they work two jobs, it is highly disrespectful. At the end of the day, from my point of view, we have nothing to hide. We're not being made aware of any investigation. But the reason I'm speaking to you, Tom, as I said, you're a very decent reporter. You give us a fair go. The vilification's got to stop.
Okay. The thing is, though, when you've got investigations like this, people are going to make comments, they're going to see things that maybe aren't there. You're saying that no one from IBAC has even spoken with you, there's been no questions asked, there's been nothing formal put to you or anybody else in the union?
No, I've actually spoken to my lawyer to see what I was able to speak about this, and he says, yes, of course, there's been no one, absolutely no one contacted us. I'm not quite sure of the source of the Herald Sun. Perhaps that if there is some pending investigation or a exploratory matter, maybe they should have a look at the Herald Sun, whether they're actually in breach of the IBAC protocols, because writing stories like that are extremely irresponsible.
I mean, according to the Herald Sun, once IBAC commences an investigation, they can do phone taps, they can have surveillance. I mean, is it possible that they're listening to you and you're unaware of it?
Well, Tom, anyone on a phone these days that doesn't take into account their phone may be being listened to, especially in my industry and other industries, would have to be a bit naive. But again, I say we have nothing to hide. We are a very proactive trade union. We represent extremely honourable people who put their life on the line. And as I said, the reason I actually come on, Tom, is because, okay, I'm fair game, I'm a union official, have a dip at me, but when the vilification continues on, and I think we've seen some of this recently in regard to the effect of that ongoing campaign had on firefighters, it needs to stop.
How's your relationship with Daniel Andrews these days?
We have a very good relationship with the Andrews government, a very productive one, but we always reserve our right, like any union should. That is to, if it's a requirement for us to represent our members' interests, that comes over, that comes before any political party. I mean, it's not the first time we've had arguments with governments, irrespective of their political persuasion. But I just want to emphasise this. Firefighters are good people. As we're speaking, they're responding to emergencies. And as I said, have a dip at me, fair game. But when they start vilifying firefighters, it's just got to stop. It does enormous damage to their morale.
Were you sad to see Dan Stevens step down as head of the MFB?
Really, I was surprised rather than sad. I mean, we really, really had no comment on that. I mean, you know, my understanding is he had his own reasons for that, but that's a matter for him.
Okay, and what about the transition to this new body, Fire Rescue Victoria? Is that sort of going smoothly?
Well, we're looking forward to that, Tom. I mean, that fire service reform was well overdue. There'd been, I think, historically, over the last 60-odd years, there'd been about five or six attempts to reform the fire service so as it was contemporary and was able to respond in a timely manner to people who were in need. The Andrews government's reform has actually provided a base to address all those problems that have been identified through various parliamentary inquiries. And when it comes down to it, does that mean the public of Victoria will be better protected? Yes, they will. And at the end of the day, that is the only arbitrator on what a fire service should be.
And just to go back to this alleged IBAC investigation, you're saying no one's contacted you, but you'd be happy to speak to them if they really want to ask some questions?
Well, I think I have no option but to speak to them if they want to answer questions. But at the end of the day, we have nothing to hide. We're certainly not actually asking for an investigation to be brought on. But I ask the question, where does the Herald Sun get off saying it's an exclusive, that there's some so-called investigation by a very important body, yet the individuals they name, being the Premier and myself, have not, I don't know about the Premier, but I have not been contacted by anyone. That is totally irresponsible. And I ask the question, are they in breach of IBAC protocols?
Well, that's a very good question. Peter Marshall, thank you for your time, and we'll check it out. We'll ask both IBAC and the Premier to come on the program. Peter Marshall there, head of the UFU. Malcolm Stewart in a moment.